And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for the unequivocal truth, DEFCON 1.
Good day, wherever you are in this world. I hope you're having a great day here listening to Revolution Radio. Everybody asks for this. Revolution Radio. Where the information never sleeps.
Turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of
be
more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
Just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I'm in such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace. Stupidity.
I'll do you for that. Oh, what? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Welcome one, welcome all. And it is that time for Roundtable Live here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Be rolling on until 4 a.m. in the morning Eastern time. New ideas, different hosts every night, different subjects every night. You never know what's going to happen right here at the Roundtable Live. King Arthur has nothing on us. We're going round and round.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome. It's good to have you. And furthermore, it's good to be here. It's 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time on the west coast of this United States. I hope my guests have had time to situate themselves. There are some pressing matters afoot. We are truly up against a totalitarian, authoritarian takeover on a global scale. And they know damn sure nothing's going to work until they crush America. I got the hijacker. I got John Wayne. I think hijacker's still on the mute. John Wayne, welcome to the broadcast. It's a round table. The usual suspects are more than welcome to make a call.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. And you're right. I believe that we are witnessing an attempted full coup d'etat of this republic. You see, there's action going on in the streets right now across the country. A lot of folks may be completely unaware of it, but there are live feeds where you can go watch Atlanta, Georgia, Portland, Oregon, you know, Vancouver, Washington. These are three places, but I mean, there's other places in between and, you know, over yonder as well. So, and not only the country, but like you said, it's a hijacking of the entire world. And I'll take that and I'll give it to Hijacker.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on, you guys. So I got some information, you could call it intel, on sort of pre-election. So I got this from General, probably not going to say his name, McQuarrie. He's a white hatter, and he got it from somebody he knows. It's in the black hat of what's basically good. What's their game plan on election night? First off, let me preface this by saying I think we've surpassed 100 million votes now, total votes that have already been mailed in or early voting. And so one of the precursors you were looking for on election day is if you see just the election polls jammed up with millions and millions of people. If we see 60, 80, by sure 80 or even 100 million people vote on election day, which, by the way, three quarters of them are going to be Trump supporters. Then what you're looking at is like a massive landslide, maybe even the House. Maybe we might even take the House back. But you're like what you saw before in 2016 when Trump won. There was over 1,000 offices that changed hand from Democrat to Republican. You know, it might have been a state senator or a state representative. Of course, you got the House, the Senate. We got that. But, you know, mayors, governors, that type of thing. So here's the information. He says what their plan is because most of the mail-in ballots are by Biden supporters, that early on election night, they're going to front load the mail-in ballot numbers first. And then because it will appear that Biden is winning, then they're going to make projections. And so early the night, shortly after the polls close, early that night, as probably as soon as they can, they're going to project that Joe Biden has won by 300 and some electoral votes. And then Biden's going to come out. He's not even going to wait for Trump to say, oh, okay, you lost or whatever. And so they're going to put it in the mind of the people, win the public opinion that Biden won. He won early. He's going to come out. He's going to accept. Thank you very much and do that little spiel. And then the media is going to just cut away. Meanwhile, most of the ballots are still being counted after this little head fake that they're going to do. And the problem is going to be is that the next day when President Trump comes out, or he may come out because I know he knows this information too. He may come out at the same time Biden does. They're going to have to be ready to go. And basically say, look, what you saw last night was the early mail-in balloting. Meanwhile, there was 100 million people that voted that weren't counted because they front-loaded the whole process. And then they used their projections.
You know, I mean, but though, Jacker, it very well may be a good thing if they do jump the gun, because every time they do jump the gun, they end up shooting themselves in the foot. Go ahead.
Well, this is what General McQuarrie says, the reason why they've elected on this strategy. And that is because they'll put it in the minds of the people when they go to bed on election night that Biden actually won. And then the next day, when Trump says, no, look at all these other votes, all this other information, all this other counting. And he also says the blue states are going to start gunking up the county. So slow drag that, where they can't even get the final numbers. And then Trump is going to say, no, I really won. And that's when the left is going to say he's acting like a dictator. He's not leaving office. He got beat last night, and now he's trying to steal the election back. And so that is the dark forces strategy for election night, according to General McCleary. Got to check that name. And I forgot where I saw it. He did some podcast. I can't remember.
We'll get to it. John Wayne, yeah. You got a point to be made? Go ahead. All right, Mr.
Trying Wayne. To make. I'm here. Well, I'm here. I'm just trying to get this thing to go off mute. I was looking at something. There was just a earthquake report given. I mean, I'm keeping very pretty close tabs on a lot of stuff right now. But you know, the thing is,
And then the other information is
the president needs to be the one to act first. I believe he needs to act way before Biden can even think about dropping anything, because we know, mechanic knows, everybody else out there listening to this broadcast knows that the president is going to win in such an absolute beyond massive landslide. It'll go down in the history books as the biggest presidential victory ever.
Right.
In this
country. He's going to have his poll watchers actually take exit polls. He's going to have a really good exit poll team in place to where he can actually come out and say, look, we got exit polls nationwide and we're blowing them away on every single one. But,
well, yeah, mind you, Jack, at you the same time.
Let me ask you this. Would you ever imagine, you two gentlemen, would you ever have imagined in your lifetimes that you would read a story that said Hollywood actors and actresses are headed to poll stations to remind people of color they have to vote for Biden at polls? Would you ever imagine this? If you're black or of any kind of color, you can't vote for Trump. He's racist. You have to vote for Biden. This is going on at polls right now. They're sending in these like re-education, I don't know, what do you want to call them, provocateurs or whatever, that are reminding people of their skin color before they vote. It's ridiculous, gentlemen. Have you thought about this? Did you imagine such a thing?
You know what? Hey, I would like to say this, get this. I mean, check it out, mechanic. You and I, we've been on the phone or on a call for what? Past maybe 3.5 hours? No internet connection breaks, no interruptions, nothing at all. I completely just got knocked clean off the call. And I just had to rejoin, and I missed everything you just said. But before we get back into that, I want to say that, you know, this is unlike anything I've ever thought I'd ever see in this country. I was wanting to mention, and this is what about, I think probably got me knocked off the air, is that, you know, there are people out there right now attacking polling locations, trying to firebomb them.
That's right. That's right. And polling locations have, you know, our public information. So a lot of the times they're in your neighbor's garage. This is going to be real trouble for a lot of people, and I swear to God, we're going to see a lot of damage in these blue states where police have walked away. They're not offering the protective services. They're done with it. And these this whole thing is going to be a mess. It's going to be an entire shit show. It's going to be one big bonfire, and it will be dragged out in court with lawsuits. Russia will be to blame. Once again, there'll be investigations. The FBI right now, they can't figure out what side of this thing they're on. The FBI is now investigating Trump supporters on the freeway that surrounded the Biden-Harris, the Harris-Biden campaign bus. The staff called the police. Next thing you know, the FBI is investigating for possible, I don't know, well, how are you, what are you going to do that? what are you going to call that? They're on the freeway with everybody else. They didn't make any contact. There's no accidents. Nothing went down. It's just there's no way. I told this to John earlier. Based on what I've seen to date, there is no way this country doesn't get a Trump victory. Jacker, I know you're hesitant to buy what I'm selling. You're hesitant. But I
agree. No, Trump won this by a landslide. But
if Trump loses, the fix is in, period. Right.
That's the point. The point is Trump lose, that means that we've already watched the Democrats try to steal it for the last 4 years through all this brainwashing. But what it means, Mechanic and John Wayne and everybody else, it means that they've basically installed through election theft an 80-year-old senile pedophile that is basically guilty of not only corruption, but treason and being a communist agent. So what I'm saying is they are going to install an illegitimate criminal communist organization ahead over this country. And if the generals go along with it, if Trump goes along with it, if the FBI and the CIA and all the different Department of Justice, if they actually let a full out communist agent who's being blackmailed, when he's taking large sums of money from the communist Chinese party to be installed as president. And then you got this.
Must have been pretty old laptops. Now three laptops, the proven connections and deals through the Chinese. But the big thing is the Chinese government here. Now check it out. Wasn't it Hunter Biden has been interviewed by the FBI, been taken into custody or put into a treatment facility?
Is that true? Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I mean,
I read this document. Look, hijacker, fellas, I seen this document. It had an FBI stamp on it, the logo, the typical logo. And then it had on the left side, kind of halfway down, it looked like the document was questionable. It had a FBI and the CIA logo on the same kind of, it just didn't make any sense to me, which I could have been paper stacked on each other on a picture. I don't know. But the document read that Hunter Biden was interviewed by the FBI and is now in a drug treatment program and is bearing witness to every single bit of transaction that his father was involved in. Becoming a total rat. The dude is dumping the goods on the ground. I don't know if he's having some kind of patriotic reset, doing the right thing, all of a sudden going to save his ass. But I got news for you. He's got bigger problems than the FBI. If it turns out that that's not a deep fake credit card, Jacker, you were talking about this, deep fake credit card, deep fake woman that resembles Milan Obama. I can't believe that he would be so bold.
Leo Obama on that card. Yeah.
He would be so bold to actually take photos in a hotel room with the former president's daughter.
Well, listen.
That's a set of balls.
A lot of people don't think it was him at all. They believe that he's basically palling around with, you know, a set of Secret Service agents that were as reprobate as he was. And then the other thing, if you have a hard time believing it, well, you know, like I have a real hard time believing that the United States government would let basically somebody like Biden, 80-year-old senile pedophile, communist Chinese agent, take power. But what did they do last time with Obama? They let a gay, we don't even know where he's from, came out of nowhere. Nobody remembers him in law
school. Married to a man, let's not forget.
Right. A transvestite. So, no, the world that they live in, you know, listen, Hunter Biden's not like he had relations with the Obama's daughters. We even know those daughters were basically on like lease loan, and they went along with it. Their parents were
Jacker, actually— I want to ask you something. And so what is the deal with this little Chinese girl that was always following Barack Obama around there for a while, sitting on his lap in a chair in the Oval Office in a very perverted manner of him holding her, like damn near kissing on her neck? And it comes to find out that there were even pictures that were taken that appear to show her on a boat with Obama and George Clooney. And Obama looks and literally looks square into the camera lens when one of these pictures are taken. And his look on his face is like, oh my God, there is a camera. I cannot believe there is a camera there right now.
Uh-huh. Well, I think these people are so bold that they're actually going to attempt to do this. And President Trump, he cannot relinquish power. Yeah, this is a clear and present danger.
No matter what the election result is.
No matter what, right. Yeah.
No matter what, cannot let it go. If he lets it go, we're done.
We're done. In fact, if he lets it go.
This will be a true test to see where the military stands right here.
Yeah. And if he does let it go and he goes along with it, that means that we all got played, Mechanic. And I know you were a proponent of that for a while. But that means that even President Trump, at the end of the day, he played us, because this is a clear and present danger. This is not like a normal election.
Oh, play like a deck of cards to the T.
Yeah.
The Illuminati deck of cards.
Yeah.
And there's a symbol and a character for everything that's going on right now. John Wayne and I, off air, John Wayne brings me this trailer, right? Made by, you guessed it, Michael Bay. All right. COVID-23 is mentioned in the trailer. JW, you want to play this? You want me to run it?
This thing just settled down. I can go ahead and pull it up if you want to. Well, I don't know. No, you don't. Hey, you do your thing, man. I was just showing some things there and just kind of.
Well, I got
biting
it
up
right
the airtime with the screen.
This is
time.
Easy enough for me to do it. I got it right here. We're going to play this thing. The name of this trailer, this movie, is called. Well, hold on one second.
Songbird.
Yeah, Songbird. Yeah,
pretty damn spooky.
Yeah, this references the Dark Winter that Biden alluded to. Also, Justin Trudeau, he alluded to a Dark Winter. Those are code words.
All right, we're going to play this video here, and it's just a short trailer of the movie. And let me know if you guys can hear this. Let me get back over to Skype here, and let's see. We'll share the screen. All kinds of things they got to make happen over here. Come on.
I'm in the process of turning.
All right. What are you in the process of, John Wayne?
In this year, uprisings and civil uprisings, but actual tectonic activity and volcanism across the globe. And I was showing, hey, it's pretty fairly square. And this broadcast is coming from RevolutionRadioFreedomSlips.com. We've got a chat log. Go sign into the Chassis chat log and join like-minded folks and spread in the sharing of information. And not only that, but the gifting of information and knowledge as well. Go ahead, Mechanic. You should be able to do
keep
this
the content
now.
Coming. Find yourself over to freedomslips.com. No doubt about it. Drop a dime. Make a donation. Get into the store. Get some swag. We got this little trailer lined up here. Here we go.
Good morning, Miss Garcia.
Good morning, sunshine. I miss you. I could kiss you right now.
Yeah, well, someday.
Curfew is now in effect. All unauthorized citizens must stay indoors.
Tensions rise as we enter the 213th week of lockdown.
A grim new reality emerges.
COVID-23 has mutated.
Beginning thermal scan.
thermal scan normal.
A horrifying new development today.
New data confirms the virus attacks the brain tissue.
Get over me!
Whoa! I'm immune!
Worldwide death toll rises to over 110 million.
All infected Americans are being forced into quarantine camps.
Sarah, what's going on?
Department of Sanitation.
Sarah, talk to me.
I think my neighbor has a fever.
It'll be so much easier if you just open the door. Mrs. Grant, you have visitors.
Sarah, please. Sarah, open that door. Sarah, do not open that door.
Beginning thermal scan. 3, 2, 1. Anomaly detected. Armed guards will be arriving in 4 to 6 hours. You must not attempt to leave your home, or you will be shot on sight.
This is my message to you.
I know you're in there.
Yeah, you get the general idea, fellas. I mean, this picture depicts the murdering of citizens via this virus all over the world, a complete breakdown of societal norms, and fully engaged military presence on the streets. And it looks like just anybody that has a fever is going to be rounded up and put into a home and shot up with something that's probably going to kill them. Can't wait. Sounds like a great future.
Yeah, and that is going to be one of the first things that they do. If they are able to steal this election and Trump goes along with it, then they're probably not even going to wait for Trump to leave office on the 20th of January. What they'll probably do is do this COVID-21, except it's going to be the real, real deal. In fact, there's some people making the argument based on the spikes. You hear about these spikes that they seem to be either spraying or spiking certain places with the virus. So, no, they're not done with this. If Trump stands down, he lets this thing go down because it's a clear and present danger. We don't even need any more. We're all wondering where the FBI.
Trump has enough right now to declare nationwide martial law just based on the unrest that's present. And he can justifiably say, I'm going to suspend the election. We got a bunch of psychopaths on the left.
Right.
That are attempting to hijack the election. We have more than enough evidence of fraudulent ballots on a nationwide scale, either found in a river, being harvested for cash. It's a joke. It's an insult.
Well, the big thing, from a legal standpoint, when you say clear and present danger, you're basically saying, no, look, the Democrats have actually put up an actual active blackmailable communist Chinese agent. The communist, if Biden is installed, China would have won the war without one shot being fired. Because then Biden was going to let the flow in, the Chinese troops, all that. Or like that one governor did, gave Iowa. No, it's not Iowa. He gave Idaho. Yeah. Governor gave him 50 square miles. Sovereign Chinese, communist Chinese territory. So
it's unconstitutional. That's not even valid. Look, these things that are happening right now, they're not valid. They're repugnant. The orders, the mandates, the sale, the smart cities that are giving over governmental control to the UN, where police are going to stand down and the UN is going to be the presiding authority in your state, your city. This is garbage.
Yeah, for the people out there, just
to
let them know.
To the Constitution.
Yeah. Yeah, for the people out there, just to let them know, the first thing that's going to actually happen, and I can't believe that they're going to let it go this far. I just cannot believe they're going to let the government get taken over by
commune fascist, socialist, democratic, Marxists. All of them rolled up into one nice, fancy little package.
Oh, it's exactly worse than what that. It is. Child pedophilia, communist agent. Wow.
Country's in big trouble, fellas, and we're just very now just on the very edge of the storm of the hurricane that's coming in. I mean, literally, look at this. People, I mean, I'm not saying literally as physically as in now, look at this, I'm not sharing my screen right now for the people that are viewing this on the Mechanic's live feed on YouTube. The Mechanic knows. People are literally boarding up their homes and their businesses as if a hurricane is coming.
Oh, yeah. Atlanta, D.C., some places in Texas, some places in Florida, New York, L.A. So everybody's getting ready
all hell to break loose.
All hell to break loose because they believe that Trump, rightly so, is going to win in a landslide.
Jacker, I want to ask you another question. I haven't heard her talk to you in a little bit. What do you make of the other 11 parties that are actually on the ballot?
At this point, they're really insignificant. Oh,
absolutely. I hear that. But I'm just saying, don't you find it interesting that we didn't hear a single word uttered at all whatsoever anywhere at all?
Completely scrubbed from any mainstream narrative, any mainstream broadcast. I heard nothing since day one of these elections from any other alternative party, even including the Libertarian Party. I've heard nothing.
Oh, yeah, no. They use 24/7 to do nothing but attack President Trump. That's all they did. They didn't break any narrative. No human interest story. Look, we know you're tired of the COVID and the anti-Trump stuff. So let's give you a little backward story on, let's say, the Constitution Party or whatever. No, nothing, not even that. No, they just kept at it. COVID-19, mask, anti-President Trump, over and over and over, just nonstop. And why Trump didn't repeal the Smith-Muntz Act and reverse that presidential direction, I don't know.
Joseph Goebbels said it the best, right? The propaganda minister for Adolf Hitler during the late 30s going into the 40s and, you know, all throughout the war. If you tell a lie, tell it enough, and, you know, everybody will begin to believe the lie as you tell.
No, if you tell a lie, you tell a big lie. And if you tell a big lie enough, right?
That's right. Yeah.
People will believe
it. The lie has got to be repeated. It's got to be on repeat. And it's got to be through every university, every schooling system, every indoctrination camp, common core practice. 4 + 4 = 192, and there's 126 genders, and everybody's a victim.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You would think with all the news agencies, with all these laptops and all this prima facie evidence right out in the open, you know, indisputable, FBI doesn't even dispute it. In fact, they've already come out and says, no, Hunter Biden's laptop is his laptop, and all the stuff on it. Think about this.
They're not doing anything. No charges.
Nothing. That means that the FBI has been infiltrated by communist agents.
Oh, fuck. That's our language. But, I was calling Comey, James Comey, the sitting FBI director at the time. I was calling him Comey the Commie. And a lot of people, I'm pretty certain, remember that.
Yeah,
this is while he was the sitting FBI director. And guess what, Jacker? I wasn't too far off the damn mark, was I?
No. I don't know what's going on with Ray, but think about it. They sat on a laptop in which they knew this guy, Hunter Biden, was molesting young children. And they knew it. And they did nothing for 10 months. How many more kids did that guy molest without the FBI even lifting one finger?
If not kill, Jacker. I mean, these people that run in these satanic high-level ninth circle satanic circles, they believe in sacrifice, and they take part in the pure, unadulterated form of sacrifice for what it is.
Yeah, it's got to be
this
something
is not
like
a joke.
That. Yeah,
this is true stuff.
Okay, we've established, right, between the three of us, we all three agree that the only answer to a failed Trump presidency, right, the only answer to Trump not being elected is fraud, is corruption. They've tainted the election process. They've hijacked it through this whole mail-in balloting thing. However, Jacker, the Supreme Courts have already ruled that mail-in ballots are not recognized as a valid vote. Where does that put us in the courts? This thing is going to be hung up in courts for several months.
Oh, I don't think so. I think it's going to get expedited very quickly. The people that are inside the government, they've got to know exactly what I'm talking about when you're talking about the communist Chinese agent has now taken the presidency. Forget the mail-in ballots about voter fraud. They've committed voter fraud for 4 years, 24/7, 360, nothing but completely brainwashing, dirt ignorant people that, you know, who just they have, they're like almost like children that really they shouldn't even vote. They really don't even have a right to vote because it's they're not you can't pick the most powerful, you know, supposedly.
Should there be a common sense test before giving a driver's license and furthermore before giving the right to vote?
Well, I mean, even driving, you can't take somebody that's
You raise the voting age would be an appropriate question.
No, I can't. It doesn't make sense. In some states you got to be 21 to buy a gun. In other states, 18. But overall, federally, it's 18, isn't it? To buy a rifle, 18.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shotgun and rifle or a long gun. Yeah, 18, but handgun, there are statutes and limitations in certain states where you have to be 21 years of age, present a concealed carry weapons permit, and have it okayed by your local sheriff.
What's the difference between being able to buy a rifle or a handgun at 18 than being able to vote at 18 but not know the consequences that come with ignorant voting?
Right. You know, and that's the thing, to be honest, you know, honestly, to be flat out, you know, at the age of 18, you have no idea about the political structure. You don't know how it operates. What they teach you and feed you, the bullshit lines in high school are just that, bullshit lines in high school.
It's an indoctrination. It's not education.
Right. Exactly. Absolutely. You're right. And the thing is, so at the, you know, at the age of 18, no, you should not be allowed to be able to vote. You shouldn't, because you're not going to have somewhat of a formal understanding or a resonance of how things might work if you're paying attention until you're about maybe 25, 26, 27 years old. See, you cannot run for the presidency or the office of presidency until you are beyond 35 years of age.
Yeah, but it doesn't even matter. Forget the age. I know what the point you're making with the age, but there are people that are 30, 40, 50 years old, in which they're still dirt ignorant and they're just completely emotional.
Okay, those are different though. See, those are casualties. Those are intentional. Those are people acquiescing. Those are people that participate in acquiescing their entire lives into the narrative. They willingly walk into the slavery. They willingly walk into the narrative. Their heads are down. They're wearing the mask. They're not communicating. They're at home with the blinds. They're only going out with essential items. And when they lock everything down again, these people, it's going to be even worse because now they're going to be even more fearful. And people are going to start dying and getting sick, and it ain't going to be COVID. It's going to be this bacterial pneumonia that's being literally manifested. It's being manifested by the mask on a global scale. Staph infections now. Everything coming to light. Another lockdown on its way. Michigan governors, we have governors now, just completely ignoring Supreme Court orders of their states. Supreme Courts have ruled against the orders of this governor in Michigan. And she just signed into law. Guess what? Tomorrow in Michigan, in order to get served in a restaurant in public, you will have to give your name, your phone number, the date, the time, and everybody in your party to enter the building, or you cannot be a customer. That's right. The whole thing.
Right. Yeah. Como, he's saying if you cross the state line into New York, you're going to be tested at a testing station.
Full pedal to the metal, foot down on the gas, full forward, full throttle, you know, boot not coming off the neck type of mentality.
Right.
This is completely and utterly ridiculous. And the thing is, guess what? The American people, those of you out there, the silent majority listening to this broadcast right now, guess what? There's going to be a call to action. And where you stand is where you're going to have to draw a line. There's going to have to be a line you're going to have to cross to defend yourself, your family, your property, whatever the case may be.
No, I think it's
But I want people to understand, Jacker, that there is a right side of history and a wrong side of history to stand on. And that's where we're at right now. And people need to decide and choose wisely where you're going to, Yeah.
Well, the big thing is try to get the structure right, to maintain the structures, even if some of them are corrupt. And that does mean this election, making sure President Trump gets that second term. That's the big enchilada.
And that's why they have Biden in there. That's why Biden's in there. Like, Biden is a plant. This dude, Biden, is put into place to cause a Democratic failed campaign, a completely failed campaign, 100% intentional. They need a red state. They need a Republican Party to bring in more of these, Patriot Act type laws for our safety, of course. Right, fellas?
Here's the problem with that thinking, Mechanic, is that everybody who's doing all the crazy stuff are all these blue Republican states and governors.
Yeah, I get that.
But here, check
it out,
Jacker.
But they're doing it to piss people off so they won't vote for them.
Well, here, yeah, absolutely. So here, check it out. I've kind of looked at this myself, this kind of theory or this strategy or angle to what we are perceiving in our current, visual spectrum for what we're going to be seeing or having come about. And, if you really wanted to try and win the presidency against Donald John Trump, you sure as hell are not going to put a Biden up there.
It doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense.
It makes no sense to put Biden there and have a real chance at beating Trump. This guy is a cannon. This guy is a ball shot right out of a canyon. Cannon. Jacker, you can't stop Trump. You can't stop the Donald.
This thing, this Biden thing, this is to literally completely and utterly knock the Democratic Party's legs out from underneath them right before they're thrown out of the bus.
They can't finish the sentence. They don't know where they are.
The thing is what we're seeing and what we're beginning to see is the forming of a Bolshevik revolution, okay? You have to get rid of the other party. So what other way to make the other party look than, completely unfavorable than to see what we see going on in the streets right now? But in all actuality, to get rid of the other party means that you're going to have a one-party system. So why would there not be any mentioning of any of the other 11 parties running against the Democratic and Republican Party? Well, the reasoning behind that would be then, guess what? We are moving into a full Marxist state. We're going to see communism. And I don't know, man. I mean, I've got all my hope for President Donald John Trump. He will win another tenure. But that 4 years is just a buffer point, a buffer zone until the bad shit really happens. Because there is nobody that's going to be able to stand up, a righteous man, if there ever is such a thing, to stand up and lead this country.
These people don't understand. They're afraid. The people that are being triggered right now on the left, some people on the right, but mostly on the left, I've seen collage after collage and example of these people just absolutely losing their mental mind, their mental capability, their mental stability, the emotional lockdown that they put themselves into, and then they just explode in their car in front of their own camera phone and just absolutely lose it and become a victim of a false narrative of absolute garbage. They look absolute desperate, pathetic, and this is what we're up against. I got half the country with this victimhood mentality. They live it every day. They wake up wondering how they're going to be violated today, how can they could be wronged today, and they swear up and down by the mainstream talking points in their purses and their pockets and their wallets, and they don't even want to hear anything else. They're so convinced, so displayed, so ran out, and lack the ability to think for themselves. They can't think for themselves at all. There's no independent thought. There's no logic, no critical thinking, no constructive criticism. Can't handle any of that.
Cognitive dissonance is a very firm word to back up everything you just said, because they are so mind-washed to the point where they, you know, if Barack Obama told them to walk off of a cliff because it was good for their health, they would do this, okay? I mean, things are really damned spooky right now with how people are just functioning, okay?
Somebody told me in my town the other day, I'm walking around doing what I do. I'm getting a little louder in my exercising out there in public with my message of freedom and liberty. Some guy, you know, I'm walking out and I'm telling a guy who's just visiting, I can tell the locals from the visitors, and the guy's getting out of his truck. He's got his mask on in the truck. He gets out of the truck. And I'm like, hey, man, you got to wear that out here, dude, or in your truck or anywhere for that matter. There's no law, no mandates, and no one here is going to enforce it, and you're free to do so. The guy in the car next door is like, you know, I've heard you're around town, and, you know, I think people have a problem with your delivery. Well, folks, I'm done. Mr. Nice Guy has left the building. You guys have had plenty of time to go out, do your own research, come to your own conclusions, and quit living like this.
And that leads me to this, McCain. Man, you walked me right into this, and we've talked about this. You know, when it comes down to going to the polling booths and actually casting your vote, doing your civic duty, as it may be called, when they tell you and they refuse you entrance to the polling stations because, oh, my God, COVID-19.
No mask. Can't vote.
No mask. You can't vote. Bullshit, you son of a bitch. Get out of my way, or do you want a constitutional lawsuit?
This is a constitutional right.
That's
You're
right.
Government-sponsored property right now. You can't trespass me. I haven't broken the law. Give me my damn ballot.
Damn straight. Flat out. And if they deny you, start videotaping, okay? Because you could very well have a constitutional lawsuit on your hands against these bastards.
It's a game changer.
You want to talk about political game changer right there? You ain't a kidding, man. That's a line in the sand. That there is a line in the sand, folks. There is a line in the sand. You want to stand on the right side of history and be part of taking this country back from these goddamn tyrants that have sold us down river to foreign assets and agents and countries? Right there is a line in the sand you can cross. God bless you, folks, if you do the same.
Go ahead, Jack.
I just hope the Trump campaign have done what they needed to do and has put into place both cameras and exit poll people at all these different polling stations. I hope they really concentrated on that. So they got plenty of material and footage to show, you know, both how the polls were taken and any disruptions. Because you could see that might be the left's next big move.
But you,
because they know three quarters of the people that are going to vote on Tuesday are going to be for Trump. So they may go to gum up the election poll places, jam those up. They're in churches, they're in schools and stuff. So that might be one of their plans. So I hope the cameras are rolling everywhere.
Well, see here, I want to be real sure about this, okay, real quick. Because I have heard that if you do videotape in a polling booth station or whatever the hell the place may be inside the facility, it could be illegal, okay? I heard that if you take a photo of your ballot or have a photo of you taking holding your ballot, of you holding it, it's illegal from what I've heard and from what I've read. I don't know. And there might be different stipulations in different states, or this could be a federal mandate thing. I do not know. But the thing is look, check it out. I don't want to see somebody go out there trying to do the right thing, mess up and get hit with trespassing or something just effing stupid to just, throw you in jail and make a little money for the county or the state, okay? That's not what this is about. But what this is about is trying to document violations of your constitutional rights and violations of you trying to commit your civic duty to a unconstitutional law of being, being made to wear a mask, okay? That's ridiculous.
Right. Well, I don't care what they come up with, petty little laws. You can't photograph or you can't video. That's worth a bop. Let them go ahead and give you a bop. And
it's garbage, Shacker. It's garbage. And you know it. I know it. Mr. Wayne knows it. It's garbage. And here's a solution. We do need to rid this country of democracy. We need to rid it of democracy. Democracy's got to go, folks. It's not working. It's only leading us into socialism, which we know where that goes. We've got to dump this idea of democracy and get back to the constitutional republic the framers had in mind.
Absolutely right. I mean, look, it's worked for 252 or 253 years. A constitutional republic has worked. And what was it that Benjamin Franklin said to the lady outside Constitutional Hall? You know, the lady said, well, Mr. Franklin, what kind of government did you give us? A republic, madam, if you can keep it. Hey, man, guess what? We're at that point in time in history, and people better wake the hell up, and they better wake the hell up quick, because we are drawing to, I don't want to say it, but my God, on almost an American Civil War, an insurgency, an insurrection, a coup d'etat, and on top of it, last but not least, a civil war. So,
yeah, well, that's if they do succeed in installing Biden, things they'll get criminal pretty quick. You'll start to see power outages. Because everybody's going to start to realize, wait a minute, the communists have taken over.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. The moment he gets in there, you will start to see complete shutdowns of utilities, more fires. They want to turn us into a fear-based.
Oh, you'll see criminality. You'll see guys packing up into gangs.
Oh, yeah.
You'll see, because they're going to know the end is coming. You'll see them knocking out power. So they can't brainwash people. You'll see all that kind of. You'll see just what you start to see when.
People taking their kids out of schools. There'll be people not going to work. People will be stocking up, and everything will be out of the grocery stores, bread lines, and that's it. There's not going to be any schools. There'll be nothing. There'll be no going to work. When the funding runs out on EDD programs and the stimulus is quit coming, it's it. That's
right.
It.
And I wanted to make
that's
it.
That's when the FEMA camps open.
I want to make it absolutely abundantly clear right now to everybody out there listening to this broadcast. And this broadcast is heard globally. Make no mistake about it. The United Kingdom, Boris Johnson, lockdown. United Kingdom, Britain, England, whatever you want to call it, whatever you may, you know it as. France, lockdown, millions of people fleeing Paris, France in the droves, you know, traffic jams for 354-mile long traffic jams. No shit. Other countries are locking down. I believe Germany. The United States is coming. I mean, they're shutting the whole world down so they can try and roll out this totalitarian one world government that wants to completely enslave mankind. This is true. This is not a joke. They want to imprint you with something that will be a biometric identification tag that holds all knowledge of you. I mean, this is so, you know, people, you know, hey, look, I've done my due diligent research, okay? And whatever I say across the airwaves, it's just not just willy-nilly bullshit. It's the truth. It's the God's to honest truth. They're going to try merging man with machine. And the first thing they got to do is literally geotag every single living human being. I'm going to take a pause there, you guys.
Okay, the break I don't think is going to come. It didn't come on my last show, so I don't think it's going to go into a break. If it does, it'll be in about a minute or less. We have another guest I've made a call to. He's going to find his way back on here. He's on the East Coast. He's going to have to escape from New York real soon. He says he won't have to. I says he will. New York is turning into a complete Venezuela, China, I don't know, mixture of the two. It is a goulash of totalitarian, authoritarian rule.
It's just not New York, New York City.
I was going to go on. It's everywhere, and it's picking up in these blue states. It's coming here. It's coming to Cali. It's coming to Cali, and I just won't be a part. Look, I got 5 days before we open. Is it going to come immediately after the election, John Wayne? Hijacker, what do you think? What are we looking at? California lockdown 2-3 days after the election, a couple of weeks? What's my timeline here? We'll be right back, folks, at the top of the hour.
From this day to that, for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
The future is uncertain, I know this. Death is inevitable, I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour.
You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
That's right. Welcome back, everybody. You've got the second hour of the roundtable with your host, The Mechanic. I got a couple of guests here. I got another guy that's going to call in real soon. All familiar voices, all, as the hijacker would say, gunslingers, all right? We only run it hot and heavy here, folks. You're not going to hear it sugar-coated. You're not going to get a filter here. It's revolution.radio, and we don't got a corporate boss telling us what we can say and what we can't say. And you want to know what keeps that going? You, the listener. This content keeps coming because you keep committing to keeping us afloat. Go down to the website, freedomslips.com, hit that donation button, hit the store, buy some swag, drop a dime, and we'll continue to give you the content. Like I said, you got John Wayne, you got Hijacker, I am your host, The Mechanic, and I believe we're expecting John Z here sometime soon.
Right, and so just to give people an update on a thumbnail sketch of the information that we've recently gotten from a General Mercury. He says basically what the left plans to do on election night is to front load. What basically he said, the reason why Trump was able to win in 2016 is that the system they had set up to control it was basically overwhelmed, but they didn't have another mechanism. He says since then they put another mechanism into place. It's either called front page, side page, stop loss. It's some kind of name they call it. He says they got that in place now. And so he says they're going to front load the election up with all of the mail-in balloting as they count. Then they're going to work off those projections, which, by the way, even with the mail-in balloting, this is how you know it's going to be a landslide. It's damn near even as the mail-in ballots come for Trump and Biden, and which that means that, you know, 3/4 of Trump's supporters are not even going to vote until election day. So you can see.
That's right. And people are lying on polls to distort the mainstream media's poll numbers. They're lying to destroy the poll numbers, and it's coming out to make it look like Trump. I'm telling you, the oppression of 1984 is here, right? All the ingredients for a complete red landslide, just like 1984, is also here. These are not coincidences. They're just not. The makeup's right. The same, Jacker.
Right. Yeah. And so what you're going to see the media is going to do is they're going to early on, they're going to use the mail-in ballots and they're going to call it for Biden. And then early in the night, I mean, really early, Biden's going to come out with Harris and they're going to basically claim victory. And then the media is just basically going to shut down after that, go to some other kind of programming. And then what they want to do is put it in the public opinion, the minds of the people, that Biden won They go to bed like that. When they wake up, all they're hearing is that President Trump is contesting the election. All of the ballots weren't counted. And then they can say, oh, you're trying to steal it. You're trying to steal the election, or you're being a dictator, that type of thing. So
no, but they're going to have evidence. And I tell you what, all they need are one or two people at the NSA, CIA, to flip, and boom, Trump's got a case. We got a new caller. He's no stranger to the station, no stranger to the airwaves, and no stranger from escaping from tight situations. John Z, have you escaped from New York yet?
No. No, I have not.
All right. What's on your mind, bro? You got a mic in your hand? What's on your mind tonight, Matt? Welcome to the garage.
No, I'm just listening. I'll chime in. Keep going.
Yeah. Yeah. You always seem to meet my expectations. Here we go, folks. Stage two of COVID-19, soon to be known as COVID-21. They're pushing it big time, and they're completely ignoring Supreme Court rulings of individual states. It is just a bunch of hogwash, to put it politely, what these governors think they can get away with. And in my town here, you have the hypocrisy, right? It continues. You got, what, a month ago, Pelosi going to get her hair cut, right? And you got now the latest story in Cali, Mr. Newsom, our fine governor, enrolls his kids in a top-notch private school. Shocker. I doubt they're wearing masks there. I doubt Mr. Newsom has his kids in a mask for 8 hours a day. But I see it here. I see it in my town. I know everybody else sees it in their town. And the oppression continues with the closing of businesses coming state by state, starting in the east. They're boarding everything else. These board ups, yeah, okay. Yeah, they're there to protect from the riots, this and that. The organic side is doing it. But, man, there's that side right there, right? There's that side right there, and they're rubbing their hands together because they're thrilled. More destruction of the middle class. More terrorizing the middle class. Some will never come back. And both, in fact, the majority will never come back. This is obviously, saying it's a joke isn't enough. But that's where we are. And you explain these facts to people, gentlemen, they laugh at you. Oh, you need to change your approach. It's not about the middle class at all. It's about our safety. I'm wearing this mask for you. We're closing businesses for you. Come on.
Yeah, not only that, is Jones did, he spent a better part of an hour. I didn't hear it. I heard it through Robert Renault on Incendiary Radio. He's on another network. But there's an actual article written by Fauci in 2007, in which him and a group of these virologist doctors basically say that the pandemic flu, the Spanish flu of 1918, that what actually killed the people was bacterial pneumonia. It wasn't the flu. And a lot of it came from people basically wearing these masks, and which caused a bacterial buildup. And so it was the mask. And he said this in an article that was one of the biggest killers in the Spanish flu. So they've known that wearing these masks actually caused bacterial pneumonia, which is the big killer. That's why you always hear about ventilators.
So, well, I mean, well, then that's the thing. I mean, it's... you know, you're breathing your own poisonous exhaust back in. And the thing about these ventilators is, I mean, okay, check it out. I mean, these things are going to force air into your lungs to the fullest extent you can receive air in your lungs. When they pull them things out and you have to breathe on your own capacity again, your lungs, as you breathe in, you cannot fill the capacity that that machine was filling. I mean, it's just common.
Okay, Jacker's right on the money. That article, that information, I've known for a minute. Right when it came out, I got that information. And this was part of the plan. The second wave is the mask infection. You follow? The mask was part of it from day one. The mask is the second infection.
You are absolutely 100% right.
I mean, it had plenty of time to mutate. The mask has been sitting there on everybody's face. Some people wearing it 40 hours a week.
My God.
40 hours a week with the mask on your face. Get the f*** out of here, bro. There's just some things bigger than that damn job.
You're a ticking time bomb at that point in time, eh? You know, it's only a matter of time before you get sicker now at that rate. My God.
Oh, yeah. They need to use razor blades and, you know, the people that got to have a job and slice them open so they can actually breathe. Man. So it looks like they got one. But think of what people do with them. They set them down on tables and they reach and they touch doorknobs and they take the mask on and they put it off and, you know, put it up, take it on and off. And, it's picking up bacteria everywhere, right next to your
neck. Here, check this out. I mean, people are still going to restaurants and eating with forks and spoons. My God, we can't have that. Now, I probably better shut up. I don't want to give anybody any stupid ideas. But I mean, this is insanity, my man. I mean, this is over the top. This is, you know, once flew over the cuckoo's nest. I don't know. I mean, for the love of everything, I mean, everything's inverted. Whatever's right is wrong. Whatever's wrong is right. And there is no in-between ground. I mean, this is literally the Twilight Zone.
Nah, here we go. This is what we got. 100% pre-programmed the evolution of the mankind the elite want to see. This is their construct coming to real. It's their construct coming to life. And we just happen to be blessed with a role to play. That's right. That's right. Meh. The sheep walking right into the butcher's closet, right? I mean, it's just done. It's just
almost figuratively and, factually to say. I mean, if they've got these guillotines all stored and ready for the people just to go to the camps to get help.
20,000, right? 20,000.
I don't know, man. I mean,
20,000 was the number I last heard.
God only knows how many now, eh?
Yeah, right? I don't think they're going to need it. I think that people are going to mask up and they're going to get themselves sick enough to where they actually do suffer a type of illness that they can't come back from if they have any type of existing.
Right. And look at this. This falls right into the Deagle 2025, the Deagle.com reports. Pretty spooky stuff, man.
So we have a mask with a purpose. We have a former vice president as the weakest candidate in U.S. history. We have a vice presidential candidate who is guilty of every crime she intends to stop. She is pure evil and one of the biggest hypocrites in the political arena to ever reside in a public manner, ever. She is completely 100% fraud. And you take a look at the inner workings of the Biden family as a whole. This is not, you can't look at this and think to yourself rationally that this is organic. No, these people are highly intellectual, lawyers, attorneys, high-end intellectual property owners. They have copyrights on their thoughts. That's how top level, top notch these people are that run these political schemes, these political agencies, these organizations, these parties, the sectors, the districts, all the involved parties. These politicians are part of it all. Completely influential, and they're being pushed by somebody, right, fellas? They got rulers. They got strings pulling their moves, right?
Oh, something bigger,
a bigger entity. How do we get to them? How do we
these are the Soroses, these are the Kissingers, these are those folks, but there's folks above them, you know, the Council of 300 and other ancient families that are tied into certain nobility.
IFR, IMF, you know, good on the surface, good on the surface. Everybody loves them. Oh, they're bailing out countries. Mm-hmm. They're dropping food. They're giving funding. Yeah, just ask Bruce. Bruce doesn't know what his own country is going to do with those funds they got from the IMF. But things are changing there rapidly.
You know, to go back to what you just said about rational thinking, you know, at least from my point of view, nobody in this country has been thinking rationally, especially about politics or anything close to it. You know, when we're talking about foreign relations or
talking publicly, like you haven't heard politicians think or act rationally.
Well, no, I'm specifically talking about people, regular everyday people don't think about it rationally. And yeah, I think they have for a very, very long time. And, you know, to me, a lot of these tactics, you know, like this wearing the mask thing, like, again, it's your choice what you want to do with it. And, you know, to me, these are all kind of things like if you're dumb enough to do it, you know, it's almost thinning out the herd through their methods anyway. Because if the
goal John,
is
some of these people,
if
they
the
gotta
goal,
work.
If the goal is depopulation, right? They're already doing it, and people are doing it to themselves. And the whole talking about rational thought, the whole idea of them having 20,000 guillotines stashed around the country to chop people's heads off when they get to camps, none of that makes sense.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to the person who is not living in that information world. That information society, you got to have an invitation. You got to find your way in there somehow. If you're hearing this information for the first time and you haven't been in that society ever, you're not going to – that's just fiction to you. That's cognitive dissonance, fighting your battles.
Organ harvesting, you know, whatever other things they would use the, I don't know, for. The thing is, okay, check it out. I've been given visions of things in my life, as in sleep, in dream status, but are very vivid, very real. And I've seen people that were contained within an underground facility. Prisoners, if you will, all wearing like a white, like schmuck, you know, like a gown. Uh-huh. Armed guards, all being led down a corridor to a room at the end of the corridor. And everybody would just line up and start walking through it. And when we say sheep to the slaughter, and when I made that reference to the guillotines, in the vision, when I got up to close to the door, I was about three people back from the door and was able to kind of see what was going on in there. They were literally feeding people through guillotines nonstop, man.
Huh.
You know, this speaks to revelations.
This is a little bit of fear porn. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
I'm sorry. This ties into scriptural relevance, too, within the book of Revelations. But not only that, but look what's going on around the world right now, worldwide. As we speak on this broadcast, there are beheadings taking place, I would have to say, probably every 5 minutes globally, somewhere around the globe, if not even, you know, at a faster pace. And then, no, hold on, please. Thank you. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be like that, mechanic. I just got to get this out there. Because the horrific nature of the human species right now, for where we currently reside, for whatever the hell is going on, there is true evil taking place. And there are beheadings taking place, and Christians are being beheaded en masse around the globe. Okay, it might not be in your backyard, no. But take, for instance, the beheading in Notre Dame, France. You know, in the cathedral of Notre Dame, or Notre Dame, whatever, however you want to pronounce it, the one that burnt down here a couple years ago by Islamic arsonists, a lady was beheaded and two other people were stabbed to death. Okay? So when people want to say, oh, that can never happen, that's not happening, that's completely, that's incomprehensible. Well, yes, it's incomprehensible because you are a human being. But it is happening. Make no mistake about it. And to say it couldn't happen in mass is just absolutely insane to say it couldn't.
I'm not saying it can't happen in mass, but
look at the French Revolution.
The reason you just gave for organ harvesting, I can't disagree that if I was going to do it, that would be an efficient way. However, for what purpose? Why? Why would you need to do that? If you're talking about all the overlords and people that have God knows how much money, trust me, they don't need people to harvest organs. They had themselves cloned so that they can just speed up their own organs.
No, but organ harvesting is also about population control.
Yeah, but my point is that the population control is already going on. And again, you wouldn't really have to add to it if you have about three different things going on taking care of the population control. That's why, like, this whole thing of beheading people in camps, it doesn't make sense to me.
Those are for people with the little red sticker on their mailbox. I'm not sure if you guys remember the narrative a few years back. I remember seeing this. This was probably 2 to 3 years after 9/11. I remember an article that came out, and it said that there would be appearing three colors of stickers, little round stickers on your mailbox, a green, a red, and a yellow. And the yellow was you can go to the camps and be re-educated. The red was ultimately you probably just pulled out like Gray State and shot in the front of your house. And obviously the green was you buy the narrative, you support the government, you back the whole agenda.
This you goes back into Rex 84, and the internment camps that were briefly talked about in a Senate committee hearing on, I think, what was it, Oliver North or something of this? I can't remember exactly. But
yeah, this was actually spoke of.
So, but the thing was, you need to find that clip of them saying, type in Rex 84. Please find it, because, I mean, this makes good broadcasting. Find that clip, Rex 84, closed Senate hearing. You know, can we please speak about this in a private session? Currently, as we speak, the United States military's military police forces are literally manning the camps. Okay, I've seen the videos of them literally training. This was about 2.5 months ago when Richie from Boston exposed it, and I mean, it got him nixed from YouTube. Nobody's heard anything really out of him since, as far as I know. This is the fact of the matter. And if people just don't want to believe it, hey, that's fine. I don't give a shit. Because look, check it out. The thing of it is, I don't give a shit because I have warned you. If I have warned you and you continue to be just completely reluctant to pay attention to anything I say, then hey, good luck. When the shit hits the fan and it comes down to it, don't come running back to me asking me for help.
It's the fight and they live. It's a 45-minute fight. It's the longest fight in movie history in the middle of an alley. And that's how literally the metaphor there is how hard, how difficult it is to get the message of truth across to people. Let's hit Hijacker and then John Z. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, John Z, I was just going to say, well, on the beheading, you might think there's other more efficient ways to kill people, but think about this. What do you do when an animal goes to slaughter? When you get ready to basically butcher it, there's a couple things that you do. One is you bleed them out. And then as you start to process it, of course you take the fur off. But then the head comes off shortly after that. Then you gut. So let's say the beheading is part of a process to where they're actually feeding people like Soylent Green. They're actually using people's bodies, in, food product.
Well, you know, Jacker, they made it legal in Washington State to use human bodies for compost. I mean, this was made legal within the past year or two. So it's not too far off the mark.
I forgot what they called it. People wanted to actually, they didn't want to get buried. And up here in Washington State, we got some exotic people, but they wanted to be part of the earth. And so they won the right not to get buried in a casket so that the earth would actually absorb their body. That's what that's about.
Well, I mean, I can understand that, but it's also leading into a form of naturalization into kind of what we're discussing.
Right, right. Anyways, I just thought I'd throw that out there, John Z. It could be, you know, maybe they know something to where they're going to start processing us like a Soylent Green. We eat ourselves. So,
hey, John Z, you want to take on the mic here or what? What's on your mind?
I'm trying to think to where to take this. Cause it seems like what you guys are trying to sell me here is that the governments around the world are just absolutely trying to kill us through any method possible.
That's right.
100%. There are factions in every government all over the world trying to end parts of humanity. That's correct.
I agree. They're trying to kill us. I'm not disagreeing with you, but there is usually a purpose behind it. And generally, if I was going to cause that much mayhem, destruction, and get rid of as many people as possible, I would want to get something out of it besides just killing people. That's why a lot of what you're saying, like, it really sounds completely out of context to me. Because, again, there's no end state here that benefits the would-be rulers here. You get what I'm saying?
There is. Okay, so you're suggesting that because there's, well, no easily identifiable incentive for the rulers?
No, what I'm suggesting is that some of these, there's some outlandish things out there that are just that, outlandish. And then there are things that cross into the gray area where I can go, yeah, okay, that's somewhat reasonable. I'm not sure about it. And we seem to just be on that edge right there where we're just talking about completely outlandish things and gray areas here.
Well, if you imagine what it says in the patents of Microsoft and Bill Gates and what they've got planned, and how the, you know, through like nanotubular copper inserts within, you know, nanotechnology, that it literally goes and rewires the brain. From what it says and states in these patents, it's not too far fetched to imagine the world where everybody is completely hooked to this, where they are literally an enslaved and they can just literally walk to their own death. I mean, it does sound very science fiction. I understand that.
No, it's not out of the realm of possibility, but you understand a patent is just that. It's patenting on an idea.
But they're actually rolling this thing out. They're rolling it out.
It doesn't exist yet.
Yeah, it does. They're rolling it out, man. This is what all this...
what you're suggesting, which I'm not saying is entirely... It is possible. It's possible.
Okay, John Z, unfortunately, right now, I don't think you understand the facts. That Bill Gates copyright that John Wayne is speaking of, already exists. It's been in existence for a few years, from what I understand.
Has anyone seen actual proof of what you've been talking about?
All you got to do is go to the US.patent.gov website.
Again, that's a patent.
Right. So there can't be a patent. Okay, here's how patents work, from my understanding, right?
If you have a patent, it cannot exist unless it is in existence.
No.
Yeah, you have to.
That's not how they work.
You can't patent an idea.
You can. You can. You can draw up the technical specifications, okay? This is why when you go back, you start looking at patents. Most of them are technical drawings and theories of how it would work.
No, the microchip is a physical technology inside the that sends the biometric microchip, sending all human data to a server that contains the cryptocurrency that will govern the life or the living wage, so on and so forth. But that's the way it's going down. This is physical technology that exists with a patent. I don't understand what your argument here is, brother.
Listen real quick. I interviewed Harold Casavella. Me and Roe, actually. Roe was on one of the broadcasts. And I talked to him personally offline, you know, a few different times. An astrophysicist from Germany. And he was talking to me about this exact same thing we're talking about right now, 4.5 years ago. You think it sounds so effing out of this world right now? Imagine me hearing about this, 4.5 years ago and now seeing it all come to fruition. I did a broadcast on it. I had Harold on at least 2 or 3 different times. Too bad all of the archives got greased when the big transfer happened for the station. Because this is factual stuff. I do my due diligent work, man. I mean, I'm not just, playing when I do my broadcasts. I'm as serious as a heart attack on Sunday in the middle of the
bed. I'm not saying this doesn't exist. There are things right now in circulation that I'm sure are being collected, data through the human body that's microchipped or whatever. But again, has anyone seen actual proof of what you're saying on the scale working, what you're saying about?
Because I'd have to say yes because of what I'm seeing through. Like, okay, for instance, I try to review a lot of police body camera footage, and what I'm seeing within a lot of this is these people. I mean, there's a hell of a lot of video, man, of people. Just completely, just soulless eyes. I mean, there's other things that you could be put into the factor, but completely just out of it, charging a police officer into their own death, into a hell of lead. Okay, this looks, absolutely, yes. Don't get me wrong on that, but I think that this could also be a possible dry run on such forms of exotic technology to see what they can do.
It could also be a psyop, because we all know people love to play around with MKUltra and they leave their experiments when they fail or just let them loose to see what they do.
Well, that too as well, absolutely. Or it could just be completely drug-induced demonic infestation.
It could be. That's my point here, guys. Look, I'm not discounting they're trying to kill us, but when we start getting into these areas, like, again, I'm not saying they can't exist in some form, but for full scale, what you're talking about, that's really, really far advanced. Really far advanced. Half of the stuff that is going on now wouldn't exist because of that.
This is what DARPA has been working on for the past 45 years.
CERN has... Sir, I don't know, John Wayne. You have done things I can't imagine, all right? However, I've seen CERN have a ritual of satanic proportion. I'm telling you, they have the Baphomet dancing around with a bunch of demons and half-naked brides.
Gutenberg tunnels.
Pure evil and tax-dollar funded.
It was the opening of Gatlinburg Tunnel is exactly what you're saying. And not only that, that is very damn creepy, the opening of Gatlinburg Tunnel for CERN. But also the actual, you've got Shiva there, the goddess of destruction, doing the death or the dance of destruction. And there was a mock ritual literally carried out there in the courtyard. I don't know if you remember that from about three and a half. No, actually, this might have been about 5 or 6 years ago now that I think of it. This is going on. It's unnerving. It's unnerving.
Yeah, it's unnerving for sure. There's a Shiva statue outside of the CERN Institute, whatever it's called these days. And to me, we just went right back to what it boils down to me. This isn't so much a question of whether they're trying to kill us or not. Like I said, they are. It comes down to, again, more of a spiritual warfare than anything. Everything you just described comes back to one thing, right? Demonic worship.
Saying, John Z, is that they're trying to win over the cliche hearts and minds, if you will, of a global society into a willing state of forfeiture, a willing state of individual forfeiture for the well-being of mankind. Is that what you're suggesting right now?
Yeah, actually. Yeah, because that makes a hell of a lot more sense to me, because not only do you have a spiritual war going on and you're trying to kill people because they don't follow your religion or whatever deity you're supposed to sacrifice to, or however that works, you then have the added option to just kill for the killing's sake, or, in my opinion, what would be much worse, in my opinion, is to have a species volunteer to enslave itself willingly. That would be the bigger defeat in my eyes.
Okay, so acquiesce. One of my new favorite words, to acquiesce. Basically, willingly walking into slavery. And this idea has been around a long time. It's been a part of this global doctrine, if you will, written by Adam Weishaupt, 1776. It describes where the mentality of the general public is so haste and so desperate that when Stalin rips out every single feather of the chicken and it's raw and bleeding like a dirty needle and tossed aside, all you gotta do is throw some bird feed out and you'll see that chicken come walking back to its master. That's the mentality they want out of the general public. They want individuals willing to walk off the cliff of this propaganda. And so that those remaining and surviving will have to fight the war of their life.
Well, that's the way it's always been. The way it's always been. And to be, completely blunt with you, we've said it many different ways over the years. If you don't get it, you don't get it. You're not going to get it. But, here's a hard truth. Probably over 50%, definitely over 50% of the world's population, they probably wouldn't fight. They wouldn't fight to save their lives. And it's unfortunate, but that's the way we're set up as a species right now and have been for a couple thousand years, at least the way we are right now. this is why I think this is a very important time, not just because of this, that, and the other reason. It's a chance to really set a new foundation for the species of humanity, if that makes any sense.
Go ahead.
It makes sense to me. And I had somebody describe it kind of like this a while ago to me today. I had a conversation with a good friend, and he said, you know, look at it like this. There are people in the world, and a hell of a lot of them, and there's a lot of people that have no understanding of true understanding of meaning of being, right? Where did my family come from? What, you know, drives my ancestral lineages, you know, whatever it may be, whatever the case may be. There's so many people that are completely clueless of this. That's one thing, but to see how, you know, the way maybe God works, okay? Everything God or the Creator or Yah does is perfect, right? There is heinous things that happen on the earth, but whatever the case may be, whatever is happening is perfect because it is within the realm of creation, right? Well, if there is a realm of creation, there's got to be a realm of destruction. So, whatever it may be, these people that are gunned down in the streets or, you know, brandishing a knife, running at an officer completely soulless, maybe God is cleansing the earth. Maybe the earth needs a cleansing. And what we're seeing is the beginning of it. And they've known about this for a long time. I mean, this could get into the Adam and Eve story, the, you know, Chan Thomas book that was, you know, censored by the CIA for, like, what is it, 45 or 50 years, you know, of these great reset events that do happen. You know, I mean, I always want to be abundantly clear as well is that when nations do collapse and fall and, you know, crumble into utter decay, and generally the decay comes from within, you know, very rarely does the decay of a nation come from without. It comes from within. But when all empires have fell and or began to cease to exist, the breakdown of society generally resorts and revolves back into cannibalism. This is proven through history books, okay? It's not anything to be scared to talk about, but it's stuff that needs to be talked about because nobody out there is talking about it, right? Because those who are ill-informed are those who are uninformed. Whatever the information may be, I mean, you might as well perk your ear up and say, hey, I might want to pay a little bit of attention to some of this because these are things that you're not going to just averagely hear in the general populace or within the public.
Well, again, to me, that's more of a fight for the spirit of humanity. I think anybody who's engaged in cannibalism for survival reasons.
Think of the Donners. The Donner Party.
Who's that? You talking about those guys on the airplane?
Well, I mean, okay. Well, those are another great story.
John Z.
Go ahead.
It's only fair that we educate the man. The Donner Party. This was a party that basically walked in my backyard to their death. A good majority of them in the Eastern Sierras. They tried to pass a certain ridge line and got stuck in,
now known as the Donner Pass. Go ahead.
Now known as the Donner Pass. That was their last name. But there was a huge rescue mission. Some of them made it out alive, but a lot of people perished. And this was, I'm thinking early 1900s.
Early to late mid 1800s. It was within the 1800s. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, the whole family and they got taken out by a really bad choice.
It was a wagon train originally, yeah. You know, from the east going to the west coast to go to the, you know, gold fields and things. And they ended up getting caught in one hell of a blizzard, man, right in the middle of this pass. The snow got to about 8, you know, I think it was like 28 to 32 foot deep in this pass with a wagon train, and they were literally snowed in. A few people made it out, but the vast majority of the people either froze to death and they had to literally consume each other, you know, family members to survive. And those that ate family members to survive lived with a stigma for the rest of their lives within the populace. It's a true story, man. Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, check it out and read about it sometime.
I don't know about all that, you know, and I guess
it's 100% factual.
Okay, yeah, I'm not denying that. Not denying that.
We've got pictures of the trees they had to cut off the tops of the trees just for wood and shelter.
Yeah. You know, again, I guess it would highly depend on the circumstance, but when we're talking about a survival scenario in mass scale here, yeah, there are going to be those that are going to survive through whatever means. Just my personal opinion on the matter, you know, I'd rather die than cannibalize another human. That's just me.
That's because you think rationally, but when you start, here's a scenario for everybody on the show, and thanks for sticking around, Jack. I really do appreciate it. Here's the thing. What eventually is the trade-off? Starving to death, or there's a fresh body you know of, and you haven't eaten in a week, 2 weeks?
I mean,
you know how to hike, you know how to camp, you have skill sets.
Like,
you can't identify with your own self and your own skills right now.
Yeah, I can, actually.
You have to identify.
I'm not gonna go into detail.
That are clueless.
I'm not gonna go into detail here.
And like
but...
with me personally, now check it out, right? So there's other ways to survive. I mean, you know, it would be very meager, and I'm going to guarantee you would lose a hell of a lot of weight. I mean, you would have to go back to like a Paleolithic diet, berries, nuts, things to this effect, like other forms of protein, like groundworms, grubs. Things to this effect, and you know, these are the things that, yeah, I mean, I have a hell of a time, you know, chewing on a goddamn earthworm or a grub, but I'm going to tell you what, if that's what it's going to take to survive and have sustenance to continue to push forward to live until whatever the dying breath is, I'm willing to do that. But consuming human flesh, to me, in my religion and my, just what I believe internally, is a blasphemous thing. You shall not do it. I do not believe in that.
So. Well, you know, just to add a little bit here. So there was a soccer team, a Catholic soccer team, and I forgot what the name of the flight was, but they crashed in the Alps. And
yeah, that was a book.
Right. And so the way they justified it, John Wayne, it's going to hit close to home because I know you're a Christian, but they were talking about, you know, when Jesus says, if you drink my blood and eat my body, in other words, the sacrament of communion.
All right, so, the wine and the little piece of bread or wafer.
Right.
Yeah.
And so they said, well, if you're able to, you know, if it magically turns into the body and the blood of Christ, which hardcore Catholics believe, like my wife, she actually believes that. But if you believe that, then they say, if you bless it, then it would be okay to eat. And I have seen footage out of the Amazon of women stripping bodies of these, and it looked like they were Amazonian pygmies or whatever, and taking a knife and slicing, filleting legs and meat and putting it right in the basket.
You know,
modern day footage, I've seen that.
Well, they're trying to normalize it. They got these TV shows now, right? These TV series based on cannibalism.
Right.
Right. The everything we see on TV and movies is one big predictive programming, kind of conditioning entity. And that's how we should look at it. And the moment people start taking a look at their realities and what they watch and how they view things, they might start putting two and two together.
Right. And there's actually reports from people, you know, how people say, like, well, what does crawdad taste like? Or what does this taste like? Everybody says, well, it tastes like chicken. They say, actually, human flesh actually tastes like pork.
I can't stand the taste of pork, honestly. I can taste whenever I've eaten pork in my life.
Bacon, but bacon.
I mean, bacon or maybe ham, okay? Yeah. But like pork chops or something like that or whatever the case. I know. I can taste the dirt in the meat. It tastes dirty. I just can't stand it. I'll ask other people as we're eating. I go, do you taste the dirt? What are you talking about? Well, obviously you don't then. So it's like. Well, I don't know. No, I hate pork. I don't like pork. It's not. It's right. Not healthy. It's not clean. It's a filthy animal. You should not eat it.
And this is a guy who lives in Iowa. Oh,
I know, right?
You know, there's something about bacon that I just can't give up.
You know, I like but bacon.
I don't eat chops. Yes, but, I don't eat the chops, though.
No. You shouldn't. I mean, pork should not be eaten at all, honestly.
But I do like the guy down in Texas who. Fought hard to stop what do you call the Muslim temple down there? What do you call it? What do you call a Muslim temple? There's a name for it. Anyways, he was, right next door, and he said, okay, fine. You can't stop this church from moving in, this temple from moving in.
Or the mosque.
Mosque, right? Yeah. You can't stop the mosque from moving in. The town was unable to stop it. So he said, okay, fine. This dude on every Friday has pig races right next door to the mosque, and they're pissed. It's just, America. what are you going to do, right? I mean,
move your mosque, I guess, eh?
I guess.
And then I guess we'll just move the pig racing facility a little bit closer.
Yeah. We lost John Z.
Check it out, though. I mean, isn't that crazy, though, if you think about it? I mean, they've actually federally prosecuted people for literally hanging bacon on the handles of a mosque. So, I mean...
That's right. Yeah. Listen, let me run this. First of all, I got a couple of questions for the fellas as we're getting out. We lost John Z. Thanks for coming in. This show is about to conclude here in a couple of minutes. Dacker, are you interested in running it after I sign off?
No. I'm going to come on.
I got to do. I've been on the mic all day, believe it or not.
That's
just
negative
not
for me, right. Too. I can't do it either. I've got commitments.
Yeah, well, I got Deacon's show I'm going to do tomorrow. Get people the heads up on how they're proposed on how they're going to steal it. So, but I think at the end of the day, because they reached so far in basically getting an 80-year-old white man who's a pedophile, a traitor and corrupt, and a Chinese agent, and then this communist woman, Harris... They realize that's a bridge too far, and so I'm expecting a landslide.
Well,
the powers to be.
Okay, and then are you going to be tuning in, you two Utes? Are you going to be tuning in on Tuesday for the Revolution.Radio, freedomsist.com coverage of the election? I believe it's Studio Way, 8 o'clock in the morning. Right? Are we going 8 o'clock in the morning until 2 a.m.? Is that what we're doing?
I have no idea.
I don't know anything about that.
I mean, yeah. I'm gonna just keep an eye on everything going on. And, I mean, I'm just saying, folks, I mean, wherever you're at across the country, God bless you, Godspeed, and I don't know what's going to transpire. But if things do pop off in your neighborhood, you have the right to defend yourself. Don't forget that.
Well, listen, John Wayne, if you're right there at the computer, one precursor would be the futures of the market. So can you quickly look up the future Dow futures?
Because if it's through the roof. Let's see what I can do as quick as I can.
Yeah, that's right. Starting at 5 o'clock. Listen, here's how it's going to go down,
so
folks.
Bitcoin's down negative 0.70%, if that means anything to anybody out there. I'm going to look at the markets. So I'm going to type that in real quick.
Yeah, go ahead. And I'm going to check this out real quick. Okay, check this out, John.
Go ahead.
We got the special coming up on revolution.radio, freedomslips.com, Tuesday the 3rd from 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Studio A to 2 o'clock in the morning. So it's 8 o'clock at night, 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time on Tuesday. they're going to run an election special here on Studio A. I'm sure that many of the hosts will be invited to this, Jacker. You're going to be a part of it. I'm probably going to call in at some point.
At some point I may call in. When I see it finally break and we know how it's going to go, which we may as soon as John gets these numbers.
I've got them here before me, and I don't know. I mean, I'm just going to throw them out there, and then you're going to have to mull it over. But Dow futures are purported to show up at 0.20%. 26,000, it's still in fluctuation. Between 0.19 and 0.20% up for Dow.
Well, what do you mean? Like, how many points actually up are the futures in the Dow?
Well, I mean, it's just sitting here at the steady number. I mean, it's not moving, obviously, because the.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, is it up like 400 points? Is it up 20?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what it was to begin with, but right now it's sitting at $26,442. S&P futures up 26 to 27% at 3,273.50. NASDAQ futures up 0.38%, 11,088.75. Now, I mean, 90,000.
Well, I mean, if the Dow is up 26.
Now, here, hold on. Let me finish this out here and I'll give it to you. And then we've got gold. Plus 1.14% at 1,883.39.
Well, if you're right, and that's, the Dow,
that's standing current standing futures. So what is this? Oh, okay. I'm just looking at this how they've got this gridded out. I mean, do you want the European index too, or
Asian? No, I just need to know the Dow. If it's up 26 or 27%.
Dow's up, like I said, 0.20% right now. What's showing?
0.20%. Oh, not 20%. 0.20%.
Yeah. 0.20%. It's fluctuating between 0.19% and 0.20%.
Yeah, well, that's flat. That's not going to tell us nothing. I'm expecting if Trump is going to win, then you'll see they'll jump in the market, and you'll see the market up like 1,500 points tomorrow. It'll be something like that. That'll be a precursor that Trump's going to win, and the elite know it. And because they've already knocked it down about 2,000 points.
Well, like I said, when he had his sit-down meeting with Kissinger for 3 days straight in the White House, that told me right there he's already shooed in. So I ain't worried about who's going to be president or anything, but the thing I'm worried about is the chicanery that the commie, fascist, socialist Democrats are going to pull and the shit to follow after that.
Yes, sir. You guys, thanks for coming in. That's John Wayne. We had John Z earlier in the call. And hi, Jacker.
Okay, thanks for taking my call, mechanic. I appreciate it.
Love, guys. Take it easy, everybody.
All right. Good night.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.